You'll open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. I'm going to read verses 4 through 7. I want you to follow along with me in your Bible. It says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to what? Profit with all." That means to profit everyone else. God has gifted each of us. He's made each of us differently, uniquely, specially. But He's made us to be a part of a team, to be a part of a body. And He's made us to use our gifts and our abilities to profit each other, that He may be glorified. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the Word of God. Thank You for the church. Thank You for this church, Pastor Reyes and his people. And God, I pray that You'd bless this service tonight, that You'd use me, that You'd help me to preach in such a way that these people would be edified and exhorted through Your Word. Amen. All right. I want to philosophize with you just a little bit tonight. I want to help you with a truth that I believe the Bible's teaching us here. And first of all, let me say this. Let's look down in verse number 14. And it says, "For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body?" So I think I preached a message a couple years ago similar to this, where I talked about how we're a body. And we're not all the head, okay? We're not all an eye. We're not all a hand. We're not all a foot. We're all different parts of the body, but each of us have the same purpose, and that's to edify the body. But we don't all have the same job to do, and we don't all have the same gifts and abilities. But our purpose ultimately is to glorify our Savior Jesus Christ, and practically, we do that by serving one another. Now, I want to talk to you tonight about a certain problem that I see in my own life and that I definitely notice in the lives of the people that I pastor and the Christians that I rub shoulders with and I come into contact with. Many of us bemoan or gripe or complain about how others use us or take advantage of us. We tend to see helping each other or serving each other as a burden rather than a purpose. And you say, "Well, what are you talking about? I don't see that." Oh, let me explain it to you, and I'll guarantee you, you do. You see, some of you have certain skills and abilities. And have you ever found yourself in a situation where it seems like that when there's a certain need that arises, everybody always seems to have your name and come to you and say, "Hey, we need you to do this. Ms. Reed, I know it's last minute, but we need somebody to play the piano. And I know, Ms. Reed, if you're human, there's been a little something inside of you every now and then that says, you know what, how come they always do that to me? Do they not appreciate me? Can they not ask in advance?" Have you ever been there? Maybe you're the mechanic, or you're the electrician, or you're the carpenter, and something needs to be done, a project needs to be done for youth conference or for VBS, and boy, it seems like they always ask you to do it. And sometimes it seems like that they don't appreciate you enough to ask you enough in advance. Amen? Maybe you have a gift for children, and it seems like you always get stuck with the children. Am I making sense to you? And we all go through that thought process of, "Man, good night, why does everybody take advantage of me?" We know that we're to serve God, but we often fail to realize that the way God has made us to serve Him is by serving others. And God has made us to bear burdens, but we complain about the burden. We have skills and abilities which others notice and ask us to use and employ in helping them, and we sometimes complain about that. We allow ourselves to think that we're being taken advantage of instead of glorying in the fact that others need us. I think about my brother-in-law, Stephen. He's one of those people that seems like he can do anything. And you know, those kind of people, it's very easy to say, you see, we need, Stephen. Hey, Steve, we got something for you. And if he's as human as I am, he's bound to many times say, man, how come it seems like everybody seems to want to take advantage of me? Because you're gifted. Because you're good. Because God's given you ability. And we should joy in that and not allow ourselves to gripe or bemoan or complain about it. I'm a pastor. I'm a Christian leader. I have certain abilities and strengths that people need and that they lean against. I have a certain emotional stability, a certain strength that other people need. But as a pastor, I often find myself sitting in my office and saying, you know, how come when it's nobody else can fix it and nobody else wants the responsibility, how come they always bring it to me? And it's real easy as a pastor, as a Christian leader, to start griping and complaining about the fact that people bring you their problems and they bring you your burdens and they bring you your needs. But what I need to say when that happens is to say, you know what? Hallelujah. God made me to serve in this capacity. God gave me the strengths I have to help these people. And I need to not see it as a burden, but see it at the purpose for which God made me. It is a burden, but God made me to carry that burden. Am I making sense to you tonight? It's very easy for a mother to feel like she's being taken advantage of. Very easy for a father to feel like he's being taken advantage of. It's sort of like the donkey who always wanted to be a racehorse. Now don't fall asleep on me. I'll try to entertain you in a minute. Amen? It's like the donkey who wanted to be a racehorse because he always had to work hard. It seemed like every time somebody needed something moved from point A to point B, they come and get the donkey. And he asked himself, you know, how come is that? Why don't they get somebody else to do that? Why are they always putting the burdens on me? I'd like to be that racehorse. Look, he's just over there. Look, he gets the best feed. He just kind of prances around. Everybody looks at him, claps for him, roots for him as he runs around the track. He don't have to bear burdens like I do. Am I making sense? It's the racehorse who'd rather be like the sheep. It's the racehorse who gets tired of all the workouts and the practice and the loneliness and the attention that comes with being a superstar. Oh, it may look like the racehorse doesn't bear a burden, but some of you try to stay in shape like that racehorse stays in shape. Some of you try to practice and run around that course as many times as he do. He does. And you might find out there's more to being a racehorse than you think there is. It's lonely being a racehorse. And sometimes a racehorse would rather be just one of the group. I'd like to be one of those sheep, you know, just kind of blend in with everybody else. Not always having to be out front and leading and in front of everybody. Am I making sense? Always people expecting greatness out of you. Why can't I just blend in like the sheep do? It's the dog who says, you know, Why do I always got to be the security man? How come every time the gate rattles or there's a noise in the night, they expect me to come running and barking? That stupid cat, he always runs and hides. But they expect me, they expect me to run the intruders off. The dog starts moping along, man, I like to be like that cat sometimes and just kind of run and hide. But no, I always got to be the security man. It's the cat who says, well, for once, I'd like to be considered man's best friend. He says, after all, I catch all the mice around here. He says, all that dog does, he lays around all day, and every now and then he just barks when somebody walks by, but they expect me to catch mice and work. I'd like to have the job that dog has sometimes. Have you ever found yourself there? Huh? You leaders. You ever found yourself, well, I'd like to just blend in every now and just sit in a congregation. Some of you that have gifts and abilities, and you're often called upon to use them. And sometimes you think, you know, it just seems like I'm being taken advantage of. No, you have a gift, you have ability, you have a purpose. Glory in it, and in glorying in it, you'll glorify Him. Am I making sense to you tonight? Y'all talk to me, shake your head, say amen, something, amen. I'm like that racehorse that needs somebody clapping for him right now, amen. One of these days, you know what it's like to be up here behind this pulpit, amen. Imagine if someone were to try to take away your burden. Imagine if someone tried to take away from you what you often in your mind and heart complain about. I think it might be something like this. Hey, Mr. Donkey. Hey, come here. Mr. Donkey, I got good news for you. You're off the hook, man. No more burdens to bear. No more loads. We're retiring you. You're out of business, man. What? Huh? What? What am I going to do? Well, maybe you ought to go into racing. I hear the racehorse is retiring. What? I'm not fast enough to do that. Well, have you tried wool production? I ain't got no wool, man. Well, I hear they're looking for security down at the barn. I can't bark like a dog. You any good at mousing? No, I can't. Hey, sir, give me my burden back. I'll take that load. I'll carry it for you. See, when the burden's gone, you'll be asking for it back. Give me my burden back. Hey, Mr. Racehorse, time to retire. No more practicing, no more leg lifts, no more staying in shape, no more none of that. You can get the flabby tummy and everything, man. It'll put you out the pasture. Uh-oh, wait a minute, what am I going to do? Well, I don't know. I hear the donkey's retiring. Maybe you could go in the hauling. I don't want to do that. Hey, give me my burden back. I'll run one more race. I'll keep practicing. I'll do it. I won't mind the loneliness that comes with the job. Give me my burden back. Hey, Mr. Dog, we don't need you no more. We got a security system now. We don't need you no more. What? Huh? What am I going to do? I don't know. Maybe you can keep the cat company. Give me my burden back. Let me stay on the job. Let me keep serving the way God made me to serve. And on and on and on it goes. Are you listening to me tonight? I hope so. Imagine if somebody started taking their needs to somebody else. That thing that you complain about, imagine if a couple of weeks went by and you had no request. And you kind of like, man, you know, nobody's been asking me to play or nobody's been asking me to usher. Nobody, Pastor, I haven't been asked. Oh, we got somebody else to do that. Then how would you feel? Are y'all listening to me tonight? Are y'all as human as I am? Hey, preacher, we didn't ask you to come and speak. We knew you was busy. We got so-and-so to do it. Oh. Okay. Well, that's all right the first time, but then when it happens the second, third time, you start, give me my burden back. Folks, God designed you and He made you special and He's given you abilities like He's given nobody else. People are going to take advantage of that. Right. Well, that's why God made you. Don't look at it like people are taking advantage of you. Look at it like people are using you and you get an opportunity to serve them and you get an opportunity to glorify your Savior, Jesus Christ. Am I making sense? I hope so. Because there's a lot of people today
that are not serving the Lord Jesus Christ because they felt like they were being taken advantage of. They didn't feel appreciated. And man, we need appreciation. We need encouragement. We need to encourage each other. But more than that, we need to have the conviction of who we are and who our Savior is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him and those who serve Him and that serve others, and believe with all our hearts that God has made us for a purpose and we need to keep on serving and doing what God has made us to do. It's easy for a pastor to labor and feel like nobody's listening to me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody loves me. Nobody really cares for my family. Next thing you know, they're out the ministry wishing they could get their burden back. Are you listening to me? I hope so. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your love for us. Thank You for making us special. Thank You for giving us a job to do. Thank You for giving us a purpose. God, help us to see that purpose not as a burden that others put upon us, but help us to realize that we get to use our gifts and abilities to minister to the body of Christ, that we may be a blessing to them and to others and glorify our Savior. Help us to keep a good attitude as we serve the church and as we serve You. Help these dear people at New Heights Baptist Church to be faithful, to keep serving the Lord, knowing that one day they'll stand before You and they'll have an opportunity to hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant."